with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. President Nangolo Mbumba, in his speech to the newly appointed heads of mission, has highlighted the importance of their role in representing Namibia abroad and reminded them of their duty to build stronger relations with their host countries.
You have made a vow to promote, to protect, and place Namibia's national interests above all else. I expect you, as my representatives, to inform your host countries truthfully and regularly about economic opportunities and other developments in Namibia. I expect you to maintain good character, integrity, thus consistently upholding the honor, the dignity, and good reputation of the Republic of Namibia.
Negotiations in New York are wrapping up for the Summit of the Future, where global leaders will address matters such as poverty, discrimination, climate change, and the rise of artificial intelligence. The summit aims to find solutions to strengthen global cooperation amid conflicts, geopolitical tensions, and inequality. UNDP country representative for Namibia, Alka Bhatia, has more.
The basic premise of the Summit of the Future is to reinvigorate the SDGs, the push towards achieving the SDGs. No country is there except for the Nordic countries.
The Democratic Republic of Congo has received 50,000 doses of mpox vaccines from the United States.
The latest delivery of mpox vaccines to the Democratic Republic of Congo has come as cases of the viral disease continue to rise across the country. Health officials have recorded more than 21,000 cases and over 700 deaths since January this year. The U.S. ambassador to the DRC, Lucy Tamlin, says they're determined to support the DRC to end the outbreak. Health workers have been struggling to curb the disease that has spread fast across the country. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has vowed to be a president who will protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of Americans, including the right of a woman to make decisions about their bodies. Harris participated in an ABC News presidential debate with former president and Republican nominee Donald Trump. She defended immigration, her position on fracking, and the economy.
Donald Trump is weak and wrong on national security and foreign policy. It is well known that he admires dictators, wants to be a dictator on day one, according to himself. And it is absolutely well known that these dictators and autocrats are rooting for you to be president again because they're so clear. They can manipulate you.
And finally, South African pop star Tyler was honored by Billboard magazine with the Global Impact Award at an event in New York. The 22-year-old is well known for her smash hit song Water, or Water, which she won a Grammy for. Tyler says being able to do what she loves on an international level is a dream come true.
This was so unattainable, especially from where I'm from. And the fact that I'm able to live out a dream that never felt real, it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to experience. Thank you to everyone who cares to learn about other cultures, other styles of music, and truly appreciates it and loves it for what it is.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time. And finally, South African pop star Tyler was honored by Billboard magazine with the Global Impact Award at an event in New York. The 22-year-old is well known for her smash hit song Water, or Water, which she won a Grammy for. Tyler says being able to do what she loves on an international level is a dream come true.
This was so unattainable, especially from where I'm from. And the fact that I'm able to live out a dream that never felt real, it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to experience. Thank you to everyone who cares to learn about other cultures, other styles of music, and truly appreciates it and loves it for what it is.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.